This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you along. Welcome into the studio, the Greasy Garage Studio, right here, broadcasting live from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. 45 years. Well, I've actually been broadcasting on the air since about 1995. That's a few years back. Not only wrenching and fixing cars, but behind the microphone. And as they say, a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other. And I try to translate with words on what is happening with cars, like Auto World. How's your Auto World been? Hopefully good. I know one of you out there, out of the million plus, listening on our great affiliate stations, and of course on the internet, GCNLive.com, and of course the Auto World podcast. Yes, Google that anytime, and you can go in and listen and write things down if you missed anything. And or to add to, please, I welcome you into the Auto World restaurant right here, right now, to, well, give me some advice. Yes, maybe tell me to shut up. Don't say this, don't say that. I don't mind. Rant and rave at any one point in time. This is the third hour of Auto World. Each and every week it is a gift and a Christmas present to me. I feel honored, proud to be here. I do. And to each and every affiliate for adding Auto World to their lineup, that means a lot to me. Why? Well, because that gives me more people to help. I know each and every one of you have had car questions in the past, and you do right now, and don't be bashful. Don't be bashful, each one. I'm kind of like your financial car guy. You know, when I'm talking financials, I'm talking, well, you might think money. See, this is not a money show. This is not a gardening show, even though, like I've said in the past, it could turn into a gardening show because you got the WeatherTech floor mats, and you've got dirty, we're going into the fall and the winter, and your boots bring in wet water, mud, dirt, and then some seeds. The next thing you know, you open the door on the wife's Mercedes, and she's got herself a plant growing on the driver's floor mat. See, I could turn this into a plant station, plant show, I guess. Yeah, no, but it's not. It's Auto World. It's all about the financial well-being of your car. See, it's not about, do I invest in the stock market? Do I invest in bonds? No. It's about, how do I invest in my car, my vehicle, correctly? See, you have to buy things for your car, and that's money. So you could almost call this a money show, but it's not. But it is. There you go. Because I want to make sure that you don't spend all the money that's in your checking account, your savings account, and even your financial stock account on your stupid piece of metal. Now, I'm calling it stupid because it's taking your money away from you. It doesn't talk to you, does it? It does talk to you. Yes, that question of the week is, does your car know the difference between summer and winter? See, it does talk to you. And when it talks to you, it tells you that I've got a part wrong, part bad, part leaking, part smelling, part making noise. See, and it costs money to replace the part. Yes, financials. Getting right back to the dirty money there, you know. How many pennies should it cost me, Mark, to remove and replace a water pump? How much money? They're saying, Mark, that they just, my engine light's on, and they scanned it, and they said the Huna dinghy's hooked to the Cronkite valve, and it needs to be adjusted. Well, all that I just said is made-up words, but it sounds kind of like a mechanic jargon words to you, doesn't it? Because, well, do you do this business for a living? Are you in the automotive industry, and do you fix cars? Maybe you fixed your own cars every once in a while, and that's great. But it gets down to the point of, what's it called and why is it called that? We Google it. We YouTube it. You blog it. That's fantastic. Today's world is the dot-com world. That's what it's all about. I can save money for you getting parts online. In fact, a lot of my parts I buy are online anymore. I'm finding out my parts store that I deal with is lowering the price of my parts because they found out that all of us are going to the internet to get parts. And that causes the prices to go down. Yay, to the internet. Amazon. Anyway. But have you ever had this happen? You order the part, looks right on the line and on that computer screen in front of you. You go click, 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 and enter. Delivered in 3 days. To your doorstep by you know who. Anyway, you open up the box and it's not quite the right one. And then you got to send it back and the cost of sending it back. And you're mad because now the car still broke down. Your wife is hollering. Your partner there is saying, I need to get to work, need to get to work, need to get to work. Why don't you just go down to the local parts store and get it? So there is some advantages of paying $10 to $15, maybe even $100 more, getting it at the local parts store, maybe at the local dealer. Yes, there's big advantages to that. We all need our car in our own auto world to get to and from. Even, you know, shuttling the kids back and forth, yes, to the new world that we're in called homeschooling. Oh, yeah. See, today, we're all can't hardly wait to get in our auto world car, whatever it is, that truck, whatever it might be, and get out of Dodge. Where we can't hardly wait to get going. See, so even if it's your own time off to go get in that automobile for the word freedom, you got to get it fixed right and with the right part. So all I'm saying is just be careful that you do get the right part on it, because this lifetime warranty word for parts, I don't like it. No part will last a lifetime. How long is a lifetime? How long are you going to live for? Nobody knows. That's the whole thing. And, of course, how long do we know how long the part or the car is going to last for? What they're hoping for is that you're going to buy it from them because it says that, lifetime warranty, but you're going to only have the car for 2 to 3 years and off you go selling it. You don't have it. And does that lifetime warranty carry over to the new owner? And maybe you forgot to tell them about all those parts receipts that are stuffed in that glove box because you don't care. You sold the car to them. Bye-bye, you say to it. And you're now becoming a friendly with your hand rubbing and washing the new used car. Yeah, maybe even that new car that you bought. So there it is. There's a big thing about when you're buying a new used car from somebody. Do you guys have any of the receipts that you've paid for or you've done them yourself on the history of the car, of the repair? Because I can buy I was just talking to a lady here not too long ago about her new, she bought a new used car, and it was a Honda, and she loves it and all that. She tells me, first thing I asked you, after she got done telling me how proud she was of her new car, I said, well, that's fantastic. You just bought it then? Yeah, yeah, it's a used one. I said, how many miles are on it? She told me 142,000. And you know what I said to her? I hate to say this, but sell it. What? She said, what? I said, oh, boy, there was a lot of mumbling. And I looked right at her and said, I'm going to tell you the truth, the facts, right here, right now. That's all I talk. Is it a car with 142,000 miles on it? Doesn't matter if it's a Honda, Toyota, Suzuki, Ford, Dodge, Chrysler. Again, so many different makes and models, I could go on for 2 hours telling each and every one of us. Doesn't matter. 142,000 miles on an automobile, folks. How many parts are getting ready to say bye-bye to you? A lot of them. A lot of the parts, especially going into winter. The battery, the alternator, the starter, the fuel filter, the fuel pump. Uh-oh. How about the front and rear brakes? If it's a Honda, she's got wheel bearings in the back that's probably never been packed since day one from the factory. So 142,000 miles, she could have some noise happening any day now in the rear. And calling me, emailing me, and asking me what that noise is. So at the end of the conversation, she wasn't slapping me anymore. We became friends, real good friends. And the fact that now I'm probably going to be helping her with her car, getting things fixed, but she's out now to sell the car and get something with lower miles on it. When we come back, I've got some trivia. And are you strutting around? We're going to find out if you're strutting around. All the people in the front row are nodding. Oh, yeah, I am. Well, we're going to find out if they really are. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Glad you're here.
I've been driving all night, man's wet on. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They must have a Bose stereo in their car. That sounded good. Oh, yeah, those Bose. You guys got the Bose stereo in your car? Yeah, sounds good, doesn't it? Especially those Denalis, those GMC Denalis, they rock. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. I got an email that just came in, and I want to share it with you. Now, this one is so fresh, I didn't print it out or anything, so let's do it. This is from an email from, well, fresh as of late last show, the last third hour. I want to share it with you. It's from Tom. And Tom, we were talking last week about did you buy your daughter or son for their first car. And Tom, he sent an email here. He says, it was his first car. He says, my mom helped me buy a 1959 Chevrolet Impala convertible, original medium metallic-like blue, four-barrel 348 Power Glide transmission, which is a two-speed, he says, in 1964. Total auction price was $275. Tom, thank you for emailing into myself at autoworldradio@yahoo.com here on Auto World. Appreciate the story. That's a great car. Don't know if you still have it or not, but an Impala convertible. Oh, that's worth a couple dollars today. Yes, hard to find. And that blue back in that day was beautiful, kind of almost like a baby blue. Four-barrel carburetor. A lot of the listeners might not know, Tom, what that four-barrel is all about. They have fuel injection. That four-barrel carburetor, we call it the quadra jet, or when they don't work right, the quadra puke. I'm one of the few mechanics I know in the Boise, Idaho area, where I'm broadcasting from out of the Greasy Garage studio, that knows how to overhaul them. They leaked. When you take the top plate off those carburetors, they leaked bad. We had to do a little bit of JB Weld actually worked, because you could not weld or solder the center. What that metal was, what it was made out of. Anyway, thanks, Tom, for sharing the email. I do appreciate it. And we're going to get back before this hour's done. I got a couple more emails I want to share with you. But first and most off, that question about winter is coming and knocking. What? I said knocking? Yeah, I said this. Hello? Hello, anybody there? Winter's coming. Hello, winter. Yes, does your car know the difference between summer and winter? Question mark. It does. Do you know that your antifreeze breaks down? You need to flush it, drain it, get rid of it, folks. You do. How often? The second gentleman here in the second row is saying, how often? How often? It's crazy I can hear you while I'm in the Greasy Garage studio, but it works. As often as 65 to 75,000 miles. And thank you for asking. How about your fuel? Yeah, your fuel filter. See, your car in the winter is going to need more gasoline, more fuel, because it's cold out. It's like you needing more Snickers bars because you're hungry. And like I've always said here on Auto World, you are what you eat. So watch out. You could turn into a Snickers bar if you eat too many of them. So eat some good prime rib and baked potatoes, folks, and get those green vegetables in you, and do the same thing for your car. Buy the concentrated fuel injector cleaner. I want the word concentrated on the bottle. That way it's eating prime rib, and it's going to clean that fuel rail, clean the carbon off the tips of your fuel injectors, which is going to give you better fuel economy in the winter. It's called an FI, or fuel injection service. You can go to a shop. We have the machine here. We hook up to your fuel rail. It almost looks like the air conditioning port. There's been some homeowners, yes, in the press releases I get here in the Auto World Plaza come in, and service bulletins that some of the homeowners have been hooking up there. Yeah, they go to AutoZone, they go to O'Reilly's, Advanced Auto Parts, etc., the parts stores. You can go there and buy these cans that are pressurized with fuel injection cleaner in them. Be careful, please. Because you might not know what the fuel injection port looks like, and everybody's been plugging into the air conditioning port and trying to inject a fuel injector cleaner into the air conditioning. And that's not good. You're going to get hurt. The can will explode and start a fire. So this is where you, and besides that, that can isn't big enough to do the whole entire fuel rail and all the injectors, folks. So if you go in and hire a shop to do it, yes, you get what you pay for. $89.95, $129.95. First off, the chemical that we're putting into your fuel injection rail and down into the throat of the injectors when you have to buy an injector, it starts at $85 and goes on up, first off. If you got a V8, you got eight of them. If you got a V6, you got six of them, et cetera. Four cylinder, four of them. So it costs a lot more to replace those injectors, and it's going to take the mass airflow sensor out. So you just, what I'm saying, it's a slot machine of money. And this is your financial auto world show. I'm trying to save you money. So if you go spend $130 at the shop, maybe $229, maybe, is what they said. You're getting a very toxic, strong chemical that's going to clean the very first time, and you're done. The car will like you for it, love you for it. And it's going to have no carbon in the cylinders. You're going to get better fuel economy, and the word winter won't even, the car, the engine won't even know it's winter out there. Main thing is, once the byproduct of fuel burning is black carbon and it sticks to everything in the cylinders, intake valves, exhaust valves, fuel injector nozzle, the tip on it. By the way, each hole in the fuel injector is smaller than the hair on my head, which I don't have very many left anyway. If you've got hair on your head, it's that small. One little hair, those are little holes, they get plugged up. You need a fine mist. Electronically controlled, opens a needle, psst, there goes the fuel in, and if they're not clean, it's going to drip in. Your fuel economy power will be horrible, and yes, that's why, guys, your truck, your Ford truck, your Dodge truck, your Chevy truck, your truck is pinging on the up the hill. Yeah, the thing you're not towing even, you're saying it's pinging without even towing, and then when you hook up your toys on the back and it pings, that's why. The computer can't keep up with the electronic management of the fuel drip instead of a fuel spray. Okay, it's time. Let's get to the emails. We got so many emails here. Let's do it. I got another one here. Let's go into the bag. Kind of look like Santa with that email bag, but here's one. Got it. Okay. Here's an email, and let's go right to it. Let's make sure it's good and clean. and I don't have a big no. Now, last week I had a no, and there's a no on that one. Okay, we got to go back. When I say no, that means that I'm going to welcome each and every one of you to send an email to me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. If you do not want me to air it on the show, I just put no, and that one said no. And that's how easy it is. I will take care of your email off air, though, okay? I'll take care of it throughout the week. I'll get to you, and we'll get that car fixed. Let's go back into the bag. So many of them. There we go. There's one. Okay, we got another one. Looks like we're good. Okay, here we go. We're going to take a short break. I forgot about that. Closing the garage door up on this segment. Next segment, we're going to go right into that email.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has now officially nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
The president has nominated me to serve on the United States Supreme Court. I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich, and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution.
Barrett, who was a former law clerk to the late Justice Antonin Scalia, said she was truly humbled by the nomination and quickly aligned herself with Scalia's conservative approach to the law, saying his judicial philosophy is mine too. If confirmed by the Senate, she would fill the seat vacated by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Barrett, who's age 48, was joined in the Rose Garden by her husband and seven children. This
is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, I'll race you. Put your money down. How many of you used to drag race or still do? Raise your hand. I've got my arm up. It costs money to burn that rubber. Welcome back to Auto World, better known as the racetrack today on Auto World. Broadcasting from the Greasy Garage Studio, and I might have to put a little grease down on the road for that guy. He's going a little bit too fast. Anyway, welcome back. Let's go back to that email that, of course, I reach into the email bag, and I pull it out, and I did. So let's help, see if we can't help this person. He says, hi, Mark. Awesome show. Well, thank you. Quick question on my transmission. I drive every day a 2005 Ford F-150 pickup. Never have towed with it. I did buy it used. He says, it seems to be slipping when I first start up the truck and put it in gear. Had the Ford dealership look at it, and they found nothing wrong. They recommend a transmission flush. What would you recommend? Thank you, Pete. Listening to you in Sparks, Nevada. Oh, it's time for a shout-out. Sparks, Nevada. Oh, yeah. Listening on KNNR, 1400 AM. Welcome aboard. Good to be along with you folks in Nevada. And always awesome to have another family member with us here on the Automotive Auto World show. Appreciate it. Sounds like, first off, Pete, that the transmission is slipping, and that's why they're probably, of course, asking and telling you need a transmission flush. Now, Pete, you got that word in there, flush. Let's talk a little bit about that first. Okay, as we go through life, things have changed in the automotive repair business, and each and every one of us know that. And that when we drive into a quick lube, they sometimes not only try to, we go in there to get our oil changed on our engine, and we never think about our transmission. So what do? They say, hey, we can flush your transmission for you here at the Quick Lube Quick. It doesn't take very long. It's $79.95, $129.95, $159.95. Each and every state, each and every Quick Lubes has their different prices. The Ford dealership is probably a little bit more than that to do a flush. But here's what, Pete, I don't like the word flush. And this is for everybody out there. The word flush on a transmission, what happens with the word flush is we hook up the machine. Now, I do have a machine, but I use it after and with when I do a transmission overhaul. And or, that's why I'm bringing this all up. I'm glad Pete came in with an email. Because each and every transmission, folks, has a transmission filter. Just like an engine oil filter. I want the transmission filter taken out and thrown away and a new filter put in. And in order to get to that transmission filter, Pete, we have to take the transmission pan off the transmission. We're exposing the valve body, which is the brain, the guts of the transmission. And there's the filter. Pull it out, throw it away, put a new one in. And that's when we hook up the transmission flush machine when the filter is out. And we hook it up to where? To the front radiator where the cooling lines go into the radiator. And we turn the machine on. It's got brand new tranny fluid in it. And those lines are clear and clean. We can see right through, see the red transmission fluid going through there. And as soon as we hit the button, it pushes pressurized tranny fluid, the right type, for like Pete's Ford, through the tranny line, down the tranny cooler, through the radiator cooler. Even if you have a tranny cooler, it pushes all that goo and stuff right on through there and dumps it into a, basically we call a drain pan because I pulled the filter out. So I'm cleaning, what I'm pointing out is I'm cleaning the cooling lines to and from the transmission, and I'm also cleaning the, what? The transmission cooler, getting all the old mud out. But my point here is that we want to get the transmission filter replaced, period. And we're pushing this fluid from the radiator all the way through the body of the transmission, through the torque converter, getting all the sewage and stuff out, literally the sewage, the old black goo out of there. Put a new filter on, put the pan up, new gasket, a little silicone there, not much, just spray painted on pretty much for insurance, and put the 4, 5, 6, 12 quarts in, the right tranny fluid, and Pete, you get yourself a non-slipping transmission at this point. Now, what I just mentioned with that is all that is getting rid of the transmission filter. Now, if they just do a transmission flush, what I'm saying and wanting to point out to each and every one of our listeners here on Auto World is that we want to make sure they drop the pan and get rid of the transmission filter. I don't want them never dropping the pan, Pete, on your F-150 2005, as you stated, and just flushing the sewage. See what happens? The transmission machine up in the front here has got clean, clear red going in, and then when they turn it on, they're seeing the black come out the exit line going into the machine and dumping into the pod can, there we call it, trash can in the machine, and they just let it go and run until they see clear fluid and they're done. What'd they just do? The filter's still in there, and they're just flushed all the metal filings and stuff and just kept them right in the filter. You start it up, Pete, you might still have a slipping transmission. Now, with all that said, the first and most best thing we can do too, Pete, before we do everything I just mentioned, is that each and every one of us, too, using Pete's example, is a transmission is electronically controlled. It has valves in each gate that opens and closes each transmission shift. It has codes, just like your engine has, and it has numbers on those solenoids, okay? And so when we scan it, what happens is we see a code number doing a transmission scan. So, Pete, I want you to do a transmission scan first. And that's with each and every one of you out there that, well, even if your transmission isn't slipping, seems to be running just fine, do an engine scan, and then I want the technician to do it, ask them to do a transmission scan. And at that point, they'll find out if there's any electronic controlled solenoids bad in your transmission. Now, see, Pete, if they did that first on Pete's F-150, the 2005, let's say there's one code, Pete, and it's one code with one first gear. You said it's slipping when you first started up. That's probably first gear that's slipping. What happens is that solenoid, the electronic solenoid, is getting the signal from the computer electronically, but the solenoid is gooed up or worn out. You didn't mention in there in the email how many miles you have on it. Back to that 142,000-mile thing there. You got some solenoids, got some age on them, worn out. They're worn a little bit. It's a little slow shifting. Doesn't want to click right in, click right out. Well, then the computer scan will say, hey, number one solenoid's bad. So Do a transmission service, get the pan off, throw the filter away, have them replace the solenoid while they're in there. If you got a little extra money, those solenoids are about $35 to $45. You're going to be looking at 2 hours labor, probably maybe a little longer, so it's well worth maybe doing all of them, Pete. Keeping that 2005 Ford F-150 on the road for another 142,000 miles. You'll be happy. That's appreciate it, Pete. That's how you do it. Become a member of Auto World. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's how you do it, folks. Do appreciate it, Pete. And do appreciate, of course, you listening in Sparks, Nevada. I wonder how Sparks got their name in Nevada. But they have a heck of a 4th of July parade, huh? Sparks everywhere. Reno, also, thanks for listening. Same station taking it. I know that down there. Good to be. I love the Automobile Museum right there on the river in Reno. Been there, done that. I actually have a coffee cup. I think next week I'll bring that out and we'll have some coffee in it or some kind of juice for me. Why not? Bring some Reno into the show. It is time to find out, have you been strutting around? Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little cocky there with your vehicle, your truck, your car. Bet you have been. Well, why I'm saying strutting around, you got struts on your car. And I want to let you know, don't just replace. When you're doing it yourself, which I don't recommend this job for you to do it yourself. When we come back, we're going to give you a couple tips on struts and some trivia on struts. You're listening to Auto World. Grab a candy bar, a Snickers. Don't eat all of it on the break. Listen up to the secret sauce the sponsors have. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Take the dog, I'll take the Galaxy 500. You get the cat, I get the cats you don't want anymore. You take the fish, I'll take the bone. You take the dishes while you're at it, take my soul. But things ain't so bad, cause I've got a Galaxy 500.
Oh yeah. Oh, those Galaxy 500s were awesome. Avocado green, lime yellow, and the hood ornament up there. Oh, that was awesome. Wonder where they got their name, the Galaxy 500. Welcome back. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along with you here in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. It's always a pleasure each and every week to bring to you Galaxy 500s, to Hemis, to whatever we might even have. And right now, we've got a little bit of news. Delivering David, you're the man. Thank you. Just brought in another little bit of tidbit news. No, you can't stay in this Greasy Garage Studio. Bring me more news. We got more time left. Okay, let's get to David, delivering David's news. And Jeep. Oh, my goodness. Jeep brand celebrates the 80th anniversary with expansion of the Jeep Wave customer care program and full lineup of the special edition models. Now, that's a line I like to hear, the customer care program. Yes, the customer care program from Jeep, available on all the new 2021s. Jeep vehicle purchases, folks, and leases. Premium service program includes 3 years of free maintenance. Did I just say that? I did. 3 years of free maintenance, 24-hour, 24/7 phone and online support, first day rental and trip. What? Rental and trip coverage? And VIP access to exclusive Jeep events. Now, that's the best part. Jeep events, that I might see you at one of those events because they like to send a lot of us media folks out. I'd love to go. The new 80th anniversary models available across the entire Jeep lineup, loaded with advanced safety and technology features and 4x4 capability, of course. These special edition vehicles, folks, include unique wheels, the granite crystal finish. They're getting too fancy with these Jeeps. Unique exterior and interior accents. Oh, the Berber. Whoa, floor mats. I haven't heard Berber forever, but they're going to have Berber floor mats in there for you. And, of course, the 80th anniversary badging. 80th anniversary models available in Jeep dealer showrooms in the fourth quarter of 2020. You might want to look for it. Why not? And thank you, Delivering David, for bringing that to us here at Auto World. That's very awesome. Very nice of him to do that. And keep digging for more news. David, of course, Delivering David can't hear me because he's not on the microphone. He's out there looking for more news. Hey, anyway, let's get back. Are you been strutting around? The struts. Let's get back to the struts. A strut package, you do have them on your front of your vehicle today, folks, and you see that big heavy spring that's in that package, I'm going to call it, and inside that around that spring is wrapped around a strut or slash a shock. We call it a strut, though. McPherson strut invented it, and he calls them struts. Well, when you're at the shop and they're saying, oh, yeah, I need shock struts on the front, you do need them, and it's bouncing all over the road, yes, don't just have them. See, we used to collapse the spring with a special tool, collapse it down, undo the nut. We hope that our strut tool didn't come apart because, see, that was holding the spring together. Then we'd pull the strut out of that housing, put a new strut cartridge in, tighten up the nut, release the coil spring attachment to the tool, which would cause the coil spring to go back out to its original placement, which is springing out. Very dangerous. I've done it many times. Today, that's why I'm pointing it out to you. You can buy a whole entire strut assembly package with the spring, the strut cartridge already mounted, the strings already mounted. It's one big, long, just a big piece, big done piece for you. Nobody gets hurt. You buy them, you can mount them in yourself. Three bolts on the top, two on the bottom. You pull it out, you put it up in there. Three bolts on the top, two on the bottom. But you need to take the car to an alignment shop after you're done. Now, if you don't want to do it yourself, why not? It doesn't cost that much to have them done. And I do recommend this to your cars and your trucks if you're sitting there again. Depends on your driving. If you're out here in the Boise, Idaho area where I'm broadcasting from the Greasy Garage studio, we got mountains and hills and all that, and I'm bouncing probably a little bit more than the folks in Illinois, maybe the folks in Manhattan. Well, you got some hills out there on those asphalt roads. Depends on how fast you're flying over those hills. How about San Francisco? You folks need them. Those hills in San Francisco, I love it. Going down the crookedest road in the United States, then bouncing off and going through those where the Steve McQueen is racing the bullet. You need some new struts. If you get new struts as a package on there, you're going to find that you're not going to wear out those tires, those Michelins that you're going to buy probably on your car. You're not going to wear them out as much. Oh, yeah. Here's a little bit of trivia we like to do on Auto World all times, talking about struts. Back in 1934, the first coil spring independent front suspension is introduced by who? Cadillac. These heavy spring steel rods are shaped in a spiral and are used to provide support between the front wheels and the car's body. Back in 1934, folks, is when that all came to be. Gotta have the springs. You do. Period. Hey, that question of the week here in Auto World. Let's go back there, and I'm gonna get into the Auto World weekly news also. But that question: does your vehicle know the difference between summer and winter? It does. We've already shared with you in the last 3 hours here about the tires, different temperature of asphalt in the winter. We've talked about the air barometer. Yes, the air is a little colder. The barometer pressure is a little higher. You got a little more condensation and moisture in there. Messing with your barometer pressure sensor, your throttle body positioning sensor, your mass airflow sensor, your map sensor. I could go on. There's a lot of sensors that tell the computer how to keep your car running correctly in the winter and in the summer. So tune-up wise, we've talked about fuel, keeping the fuel clean, doing fuel injection cleaner. We've talked about antifreeze. We've talked about, change your oil. See, your oil pen is your trash can. That's where all the trash goes in your oil. Get it changed. Fuel filter, get it changed. We've talked about your transmission. Get it changed. I want to make sure that your car, your piece of metal, your piece of plastic fiberglass that you're driving doesn't know the difference. That way we're rocking and ready and rolling. See, wintertime is going to be cold for you. Even you folks down in Scottsdale and Phoenix, it's going to get down to 60. That's cold for you. You don't want you to be stranded on the side of the road with that word winter, do you? No, not at all. By the way, let's go a little trivia, too, for you on that. You see the 5-30W on your quart of oil that you're changing on your car, or the 10-30 or the 10-40 or the 20-50? There's a W behind there. Stands for winter. Not wait. Winter. Oh, yeah. Hey, let's go now and do a little bit of Auto World Weekly News. This, did you see here today? Well, they've been doing this drag race between the Ford Mustangs, the gas version versus the e-Mustang that's coming in dealerships near you pretty soon. Yeah, they're drag racing them. They're seeing if the e-model, that's electric version of the Ford Mustang Cobra Jet 1400 is the model versus the Ford Mustang Gas that's supercharged, burning fuel. Which one's faster on the drag strip? Wait a minute, let me scratch the hair that I have left on my bald spot. I'm going to say electric. What do you think? Electric or gas? Mustangs versus Mustangs on the drag strip. Supercharged gas? Man, those things fly. The GTs just fly. Or the electric E, Cobra Jet 1400. Well, at this point right now, they've done two races. They're tied. They are tied. I watched the E model. They both have wheelie bars with parachutes. They're going that fast. Yes, the E Mustang Cobra Jet 1400 model. Folks, it's going in the quarter mile, a little less than a quarter mile, 8.5 seconds at 170 miles an hour. It's actually literally pulling a wheelie. That means the front wheels are coming up, and they're riding a wheelie with it. Now, the gas-powered supercharged Ford, yes, he's pulling a wheelie also. Now, these are professional race car drivers that are doing this, and they drive funny cars. No, they're called funny cars, double-A funny cars. We'll go get into that on another show, another time. But anyway, the batteries are in the trunk on that E, and also over where the radiator is supposed to be. They got batteries in the radiator area. 800-volt DC. And you thought you had a problem with your 12-volt. Nah, 800-volt. Woohoo! Well, there goes the third hour. We're closing down the garage door here on us at Outer World. I want to thank everybody. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He keeps me wired. Hey, Axelrod Alex, thank you again for everything you do. The producer of the show, Lugnut Lee, program director, marketing manager. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My personal chauffeur. Again, he's going to get me home. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Hope he gets me home okay. Oh, yeah, my customer care expert. Keep it up. You're doing good. Who cares, Willie? My program director, PR director, Bobby Besser. Drive safe, motor on, everybody. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.